With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The family of Israeli-American hostage Hirsch Goldberg-Poland says he's been killed in the Gaza Strip. The family issued a statement early Sunday, hours after the Israeli army said it had located bodies in Gaza. Reporter Bernie Bennett has the story.
A statement reads, quote, "With broken hearts, the Goldberg-Poland family is devastated to announce the death of their beloved son and brother, Hirsch. The family thanks you all for your love and support and asks for privacy at this time." Goldberg-Poland was one of the best-known hostages as his parents had met with world leaders and pressed relentlessly for their help. Last month, they addressed a Democratic convention where the crowd chanted, "Bring them home." Israel's announcement will likely bring urgent new calls for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to reach a deal to bring home the remaining hostages. The Israeli leader has taken a tough line with negotiations and repeatedly said that military pressure is needed to bring the hostages home. Upon hearing the announcement, President Joe Biden, who had met with the parents, said he was devastated and outraged. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, passengers who bought cabins for a 3.5-year round-the-world cruise have been waiting months for the vessel to depart.
V&V Residences Odyssey was due to sail in May, but has been stuck in Belfast undergoing repair work. The ship is scheduled to visit 425 ports in 147 countries on 7 continents. Cabins start at $99,999. Passengers say they've enjoyed their time in Belfast, but they're ready to set sail for sure. The company says repair work is almost finished and the Odyssey should finally set sail next week. Keith Peters reporting.
Officials say a juvenile suspect is in custody after allegedly shooting San Francisco 49ers wide receiver Ricky Pearsall in the chest during an attempted robbery in San Francisco. Police Chief Bill Scott says Pearsall is in stable condition after he and the suspect were transported to a hospital Saturday. More online at srnnews.com. Trump and Harris voters are far apart on cultural issues. Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 60% of Americans who plan to vote for Kamala Harris in November believe that a person can change their gender. Only 7% of Trump supporters agree. Is the country better off if people prioritize marriage and family? Just 17% of Harris voters say yes, compared with 60% of Trump voters. The vast majority of Harris supporters also want to keep religion out of politics. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Federal appeals court has rejected Tennessee's attempt to collect millions of dollars in family planning funds without complying with federal rules requiring clinics to provide abortion referrals. Last year, Tennessee's attorney general filed a federal complaint seeking to overturn the Department of Health and Human Services decision to disqualify the state from receiving the money through the Title X. In 2021, the Biden administration announced that clinics need more information about abortion. This is SRN News. A politically active New York businessman has admitted to a multi-million dollar pandemic loan fraud.
Prosecutors say some of the money went to Democrat Hormoz Mansouri's campaign coffer for an unsuccessful bid for a county office. Court records show he did plead guilty to federal bank fraud and fraud conspiracy charges. He reportedly admitted in court he inflated his business payroll cost and employee numbers on federal pandemic relief loans applications. The indictment shows Mansouri reaped about $3 million in all, and some $200,000 of that went to his campaign account. Jason Walker reporting.
Pope Francis is making the longest, farthest, and most challenging trip of his pontificate when he goes to Asia and Oceania this week. He'll clock 20,390 miles by air during his September visit to many countries. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.